The 20-Minute Morning Show is a podcast production of BJ Murphy Media.
Welcome to the show. We wanted to know why Rock Hill missed out on this opportunity to have the Carolina Panthers practice facility we have in place right now. York County Councilman Bump Roddy. But what happened, brother?
The project has been absolutely terminated. The agreement with the city of Rock Hill and the Carolina Panthers, as we all know, David Tepper pulled the plug on that early April. Project was actually just in a pause phase as of March 7th, and approximately about 30 or so days after that, they terminated the agreement with the city of Rock Hill due to the fact that the city was unable to secure the $225 million bond commitment that it made to the project prior to the project getting started. So it's unfortunate it had to come down to this, but I think we've lost the Panthers on this site here in Rock Hill and York County for good.
And thinking that maybe David Tepper would say, hey, like, I'll take up the rest of the $225 million.
Well, the gist of it is we had an agreement between the city, the county, and the school district that we would put back on the table a portion of what Tepper Sports and Entertainment would pay into the tax base. He was set to basically pay somewhere around $9.5 million for his annual taxes, and we would take a huge portion of that and put back on the table to pay for the bonds that the city of Rock Hill was supposed to secure. So the payback method was in place. It wasn't going to cost the city of Rock Hill taxpayers any money. However, it was going to cost a small portion to the taxpayers of York County as a whole. It was going to cost a portion of the school district's taxes revenue to go back on the table, as well as the city of Rock Hill committed a 100% give back. So everyone was going to get a check at the end of the day, but Rock Hill was going to give up a complete 100% of their tax base from the project back to help pay for the bonds. York County, we committed 65% of what our share would be, and the school district committed 75%. So we had a strong payback mechanism, and David Tepper was actually going to be paying the bonds back out of the tax payments he was going to make to the entire county.
Were you in any meetings with Tepper?
No, I wasn't personally in any meetings, and actually Tepper wasn't in any of these meetings here in the area. He has a strong legal team. He has a strong negotiating team, and our staff and the city staff met with his team. But me personally being in a room, and I haven't heard of any instance where he was in any of the negotiations for himself, just his team of negotiators and attorneys.
So why do you think this didn't happen? I mean, was this incompetence on some of the leadership team of Rock Hill?
Well, I've been speaking on the city of Rock Hill's financial state for several years now, and they have done a tremendous job of revamping our city. It looks good. It functions good. But it costs money to transform a city from a mill town to a sports destination for tourism. And we've done that in Rock Hill in York County. But it comes with a price tag, one that definitely weighs heavy on your bottom line, and it stretches your finances. And it also affects credit when you have gotten so much money in bonds and loans. That money has to be paid back, and you have to have an absolute strong cash flow to continue to go out and secure bonds in the manner of $225 million. Now, Rock Hill makes a wealth of money off its utilities, because they are basically a utility company functioning as a city, because they are the regional provider for York County. They provide water, they provide sewer, they provide electric in areas inside the city of Rock Hill, but they supply water to York, they supply water to Fort Mill, they supply water over in parts of Clover. So Rock Hill has positioned itself to really rake money in financially when it comes to utilities.
Yeah.
As of this year, we're seeing an 11% increase in 1 year off utilities, because they can do it. They don't have to go through South Carolina regulatory agencies to increase utilities here in the city of Rock Hill. So they really have a monopoly inside of the city. But Rock Hill has done, like, I'll give my hat goes off to them, because we look really good. But when you go to the back room and open up the books, it's a nightmare. And it's a financial nightmare. One, it's going to take some time to get some of these things off of our balance sheet so that we are, or so that the city of Rock Hill is a little more financially stable.
So what's going to happen to that facility now?
Well, right now, the Panthers still own the site. They still own everything out there. It's going to take some kind of settlement for this to go away, for Tepper Sports Entertainment to kind of walk away, because we did have a signed contract by the city of Rock Hill, and that contract was obviously broken when you're not able to fulfill your part of the obligation. So I do and fully anticipate a strong legal push for them to recoup their lost money into the project thus far. Obviously, I would put it in layman's term. We had a breach of contract, and obviously Rock Hill breached that contract when it didn't provide the said $225 million that was agreed to. You know, some people were saying that Rock Hill's done all they were supposed to do, but no one starts a project with the assumption that they will get the money if you're able to get it. Mm-hmm. You know, $225 million was guaranteed by this contract. It wasn't stated if we get it. It was stated that $225 million will be given to the Carolina Panthers and Tepper Sports to provide infrastructure. And that end of the deal wasn't held true by the city.
How great is the disappointment from the citizens of this not taking place?
Rock Hill was in position to really capitalize on being associated with the NFL franchise. You got to remember, there's only 32 NFL franchises in the United States.
Right.
That's keeping rare company when you can say that you have that much association with an NFL franchise. A lot of people had started to purchase investment property. A lot of people started bringing new business to the area with anticipation of what was about to happen. We were definitely getting more spotlight because of that association. It would have brought that mantra of two states, one team to fruition because of that South Carolina association,
right,
with the headquarters and training facility. And a lot of people don't really know the magnitude that was about to hit Rock Hill, because there was a medical facility associated going on the property.
Wow.
There were hotels associated with going on the property, all types of retail outlet spaces, restaurants, you name it, was coming. And it was going to be a destination, not just a practice facility where the Panthers come in town, practice 4 or 5 days a week, and they're out. You know, obviously players were going to be living here in the area because they would have been 5 minutes away from practice,
right,
10 minutes away from practice.
Yeah.
So we were going to see that influx of truly being a part of an NFL franchise without having the games played here. So, and that was pretty big. That was,
wow,
that,
man,
we're going to suffer a big blow for years to overcome this missed opportunity.
Where does Rock Hill go from here? Because now it's like a credibility thing. Like, if we wanted to do big business with Rock Hill, can we trust them to follow through on their end?
That's been the $225 million question, because there are going to be other players who are going to want to come to the Southeast region to take advantage of, whether it's our good weather, our proximity to an international airport. We have the beach is 3 hours away. The mountains are two and a half hours away. I mean, we are the ultimate destination in the Southeast, if you ask me, because we're right in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
Right here in Rock Hill in York County with our neighbor and partners right in Charlotte, North Carolina, with the NFL franchises. The NFL franchise, we have the Charlotte Hornets. We have the Charlotte Knights. So your sports entertainment is there. If you come into this area for job opportunities, if you're in the banking industry, Charlotte is one of the biggest banking capitals outside of New York.
Yes.
So we're right in the thick of things. So we're basically, you know, people say we're the suburbs of Charlotte. We're Charlotte's cousin.
Mm.
We're Charlotte's first cousin.
Yeah, there you go.
You don't go north. You know, we can claim more of Charlotte and North Carolina than the upper state that you look at Raleigh in the Durham area.
Yeah.
We are right next to Charlotte. So we're closer to Charlotte than Raleigh, Durham, Fayetteville, Greensboro. We're right here. We're your first cousin, if you ask me.
That's right. So, Bum, what is the future of Black upward mobility in the city of Rock Hill? What is Black people's future there?
Man, I think the future is wide open. We just have to do a better job of coming together collectively and supporting each other and understanding the importance of having our own, having a place that if we wanted to shop for grocery, we have an outlet. If we want to shop for clothing, we have an outlet. If we want to go to doctors, we have our doctors in place. If we want to have dry cleaners, we want to have whatever we desire to have in our needs, the opportunity still exists because we haven't really made our footprint. And we take trips and vacation and go on places, and we see a Chinatown. We see a Hispanic area. We see the elaborate areas for for white America. But when you go to a lot of places, and Rock Hill is one of them, you don't see that black footprint in the city of Rock Hill or York County. So the door is wide open. It's just basically up to us to come together, pool our resources, and get started. But everybody wants to have their own right away. And I think that's the ticket for failure. We have to start doing it collectively and support Brother John over here to get his facility started. Support Brother Albert over here to get his started, and each one reach back and grab the next one, and we have to start building like Legos. You don't just come in and build a whole project of Legos at one time. You piece it together, stacking those Legos on top of each other, and we have to learn to stack our paper on top of each other to build it that way. And I think we can do it, but we have to break that, and we have to break that crab in the barrel mentality, because it's bigger than just me. It's bigger than just you. It's about our community. And we say this every single generation, but we have to break that cycle. It's just like poverty. Education is the way out of poverty.
Yes, sir.
If you can't get out of poverty by saying, I hope somebody give me a job, you have to create those opportunities. And so we have to do this and create it for our sons, our daughters, and our grandchildren that's yet to come. So we have to, it's on us to do it. And the opportunity is certainly there.
So, Bump, is your legacy still to become the mayor of Rock Hill someday? Are you going to run again?
Since this Panther thing has blown up, I've gotten asked that question more times than votes that I got the last time.
Right. Were you close? I mean, you know, every time you run, man, you're so close to becoming the mayor. I think you should never give up on that.
You know what? I'm in a good spot right now. I'm the longest serving York County Council member. My voice means a lot there, and I still have my say with what goes on with Rock Hill. I love the fact that I'm still bold enough, and I have the support that allows me to speak truth to power when it's not right.
That's right.
You know, sometimes people get in position, they've been put there by certain people, they answer to a certain agenda, but my base of supporters, man, have supported me year in and year out. And I know when I speak, I can speak the truth and not have to worry about looking over my shoulder of somebody coming to take me out of a seat because they put me there personally.
Right.
My constituents have put me there, kept me there for 12 years. I'm up for re-election this year. This will make one more term would take me to 16 years.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, no other African-American on the York County Council has served even 10 years.
Yeah.
Wow. I've surpassed that. And that's not because of what I've done. That's because of the faith and the trust that my constituents and people in the community have put in me. I don't know if I'm doing that great of a job to keep people from running or that nobody else wants this job. But man, I'll keep showing up to work every day as long as the voters keep putting me in that seat.
Well, you got the right kind of energy, man. And, you know, you're a fighter. Your voice is definitely needed. We need that kind of voice all over the region, man. So continue to do this great work, and God is going to continue to bless you, Bump Roddy. Thank you so much, man, for sharing some great information with us about the great city of Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Man, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
The 20-Minute Morning Show is a podcast production of BJ Murphy Media. The show is written and produced by BJ Murphy and executive producers Saber Robinson and Alexandria Davis. From our studios in Charlotte, North Carolina, our contributors are Sean, Sunday, AK, and Brooklyn Alexander. Check out more episodes on our website at 20minuteshow.com.